The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday. Already, the fifth day of July 2018. Are we having fun yet? I've been told that time really flies when you're having fun. I don't know. Are we having fun yet? First out of the box here. A couple days ago, I had Dan post this story for me. And I'm looking at this story, and I'm going, yeah, it sounds like Doggy Hutta to me. And the story posted on the 3rd, FBI arrest Ohio man who plotted July 4th bombing in Cleveland and Philadelphia. Now, I put a disclaimer. When you go to the page, republicbroadcasting.org, and you hit the news and you go to the page, I put a disclaimer. This appears to be a false flag to make the FBI look good. Put my name on there so people know where it's coming from. And the story was, and you probably heard about it, the Ohio man who was radicalized in the U.S. has been nabbed by the FBI after reportedly planning to plant a bomb during the 4th of July celebrations in Cleveland, then stand nearby and watch it go off. Now, this is a Reuters report. Demetrius Pitts, a 48-year-old man who expressed allegiance to Al-Qaeda, was arrested on Sunday after meeting with an undercover FBI agent whom Pitts believed to be an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. Okay, yeah, I can already hear your wheels clicking in your head. Just hang on. Don't get ahead of me. Pitts told his would-be accomplice that he wanted to be downtown when the bombs exploded so he could watch the chaos unfold. I'm going to be downtown when the thing goes off. I'm going to be somewhere because I want to see it go off. Pitt told an undercover FBI agent who he believed was affiliated with Al-Qaeda. In a way, they are. The FBI said in court documents. Now, in a sickening twist to his plot. Ooh, the plot thickens and the adjectives start coming in. Ooh. Pitts raised the idea of giving the children of military personnel remote control cars packed with explosives, turning them into unwitting accomplices. You following the logic here? This guy doesn't look like he can put two steps together. He was charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Well, yeah, the FBI does operate internationally now, so I guess that would be correct. The FBI is a foreign terrorist organization. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the FBI's HUDA, the false flag they're putting out, and is facing 20 years in prison. The undercover agent who brought Pitts in gave the man a bus pass and a phone to help him carry out surveillance ahead of the planned attack. Pitts and the FBI agent also discussed him possibly traveling to San Francisco. For that San Francisco treat, I would imagine. This defendant, by his own words and his own deeds, wanted to attack our nation and its ideals. Like I said, this guy doesn't strike me as being particularly bright. I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around what our ideals in this country are now. Now, they got the U.S. attorney for Northern Ohio involved in this. That was his statement. Wanted to attack our nation and its ideals. Justin Herdman. Pitts is an American citizen, and his arrest follows the apprehension back in 2015 of 10 people who were plotting a slew of attacks in the name of the Islamic State. It wasn't immediately clear whether Pitts had retained a lawyer. Now, as I said, that was 2 days ago. Today, ta-da! Mainstream media admits FBI groomed terrorists for 4th of July attack, gave him supplies. We used to... God, I don't mean to laugh, folks, but do you think, with all the supposed brain power, the manpower, the money, and the expertise in running false flags, you think the FBI would be a little bit better than this? These guys are a bunch of schlups. They could be outdone by Miss Grady's fifth grade class in school. Remember the first bombing, Twin Towers, New York? They had to teach one of the guys how to drive because he didn't know how to drive, so he could drive a van. I mean, we used to call this entrapment. But the FBI must be really, really... There, I don't believe that there's anybody really plotting to blow up this country. So what do they have to do to tell the American public that we're here to keep you safe and we're under threat? Well, you cook the scenarios up yourself. And as we have just witnessed in this past year and a half, and I was serious when I said this on the air yesterday. What did J. Edgar Hoover do? He was the one responsible for putting the FBI together. Now, this guy, cross-dressing foo-foo, and he was. That was one of the best-kept secrets, where at least we didn't talk about it in Washington, D.C., why J. Edgar was the head of the FBI, because we were all scared to death of him. Bobby Kennedy and he used to go head-to-head on a regular basis. Now, our cross-dressing foo-foo kept files and dossiers on everybody. Politicians, business owners, private citizens. When it came time, when J. Edgar finally shuffled off this mortal coil and went straight to hell, directly to hell without collecting $200, they came in and got his private files. Folks, those files are filed away someplace. Don't even know if they still exist. Chances are they do. You don't ever throw out information you can blackmail people with. So those files are somewhere. Will we ever get to see them? Probably not. When it comes time for the FBI to fall of its own dead weight, and hopefully be disbanded. Now, I know, I can hear what you're thinking. Just bear with me a moment. If we get this country back and we get rid of the administrative agencies that, well, they just don't seem to be constitutional, and they sure as hell, while they're doing their busy agency work, they're not concerned about your constitutional rights. I think that's been pretty well made clear. So when the FBI is finally dismantled, they'll probably do a scorched earth. My God, they're coming for us cockroaches, burn everything. And they probably will. Rachel Blevins writes, Cleveland, Ohio, an innocent man is now facing terrorism charges after he was caught plotting a bombing at the 4th of July celebration and then arrested by the FBI. The only problem is that the plot was created by an undercover FBI agent. Let me allow that a moment to sink in. The only problem is that the plot was created by an undercover FBI agent who convinced the man to agree to a role in the plan and then provided him with the supplies. Demetrius Pitts, as I said earlier, 48, is now facing criminal charges after conversations with an undercover agent led to his arrest. According to a criminal complaint against Pitts, the FBI claimed that its agents reached out to him because he made comments on Facebook that indicated that he may be interested in joining Al-Qaeda. Now the FBI already beat you to it. Traveling overseas for training and then returning to the U.S. to carry out an attack. You know, I know you guys monitor this program. What the hell is wrong with you people? Can't you do any better than this? Have you not learned by your past mistakes? All they had to do is read this story from Reuters the other day, and my red flag went up. You people are so moronic. You are so bad at what you do. Now, while it's not clear what the comments from Pitts, who was reportedly using Facebook account with a different name, stated exactly, it is clear that there was no indication he actually had planned on carrying out a terrorist attack. In fact, a report from NBC News, let me get my mind wrapped around that, NBC News, stated that there's no indication that Pitts could have carried off any attack on his own. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Anthony, justified the contact by insisting that instead of waiting to see if Pitts ever joined an Al-Qaeda and traveled overseas for training, agents were completely justified in reaching out to Pitts and trying to convince him to carry out an attack now.
Are you serious?
Are you guys getting this? We weren't going to sit around and wait to see if he was going to commit a crime, so we thought we would help him commit a crime. Or at least we'll create the illusion that the man was going to commit a crime. And I don't know if Mr. Pitts... You know, folks, God, I wished I had Rush Limbaugh's 500 stations for 20 minutes. 20 minutes. I'd wake up the half of this country, and then they could wake up the other half that were wakeable. They'd probably still leave 40, 45% that are never going to wake up, don't care, don't even know what country they're living in, let alone the government that we're supposed to be living under. So we're going to try to convince him to carry out an attack now because, well, we didn't want to wait to see if he actually was going to commit a crime. Mike, is that a pre-crime? Is this reading like a Hollywood script to you? Law enforcement cannot stand by and wait for Mr. Pitts to make a violent attack, Anthony said. Well, wait a minute. Either I do or I don't. Either I committed a murder or I didn't. Either I stole the bank's money or I didn't. Which is it? Which is it? This is taking way longer to get through this story than possible, but folks, I'm sitting here and I'm trying not to laugh. I do sometimes have a little bit of a macabre sense of humor, but I think you're getting the humor in this because it is so absolutely, you know, here's another chit on the pile as to why the FBI needs to be disbanded. Pitts agreed to meet an undercover agent in person, and the criminal complaint claimed that the agent secretly recorded their conversations, which revolved around wanting to assassinate President Trump. That explains it. There's my tie into the FBI and collusion and Comey and Mueller and the rest of the gang. Do they genetically grow these guys, Mike? Is like the DNA from J. Edgar Hoover stuck in their backside or something? I The criminal complaint claimed that the agents secretly recorded their conversations, which revolved around wanting to assassinate President Trump and planning a terrorist attack in Cleveland. I'm sorry, folks. Have you seen Cleveland lately? It looks like the aftermath of a terrorist attack. Please, no phone calls or emails. I used to live 60 miles from Cleveland. I can remember the days the Cuyahoga River would regularly catch on fire. Those were the good old days. I'm trying to figure out something that would shake them up on the 4th of July, Kitts told the agent. I'm sorry. However, the complaint raises questions about how much Pitts even wanted to be involved with a planned attack because he simply wanted to go look at the base off the ground. I don't know exactly what that means. He just simply wanted to go look at the base on the ground? What base? Where it would take place, and he wanted the other brothers, who the FBI agent claimed were involved, to fulfill all or parts of the plan. He says, I don't want to meet all the brothers, Pitts said in one conversation. Now, what about the detonator guy? The agent asked. Now, I don't even want to meet him, Pitts replied. He has nothing to do with me. The only thing I'm going to be responsible for is going to look at the spot, to scope out the scenery. Well, I'm sure the FBI would have done that in your behalf if you would have asked them. Hey, you want to put me in prison for a terrorist act? I don't even want to do that. I don't want to meet anybody. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here. Okay, go do your thing. In order to carry out his role, Pitts needed a bus pass to take him downtown and a cell phone to take photos. He didn't even have an Obama phone, and he hated Trump. He wanted a cell phone to take photos of the place that would be the bombing targets, both of which were supplied by the FBI. Given the fact that he did not provide any of the supplies needed for the attack, he did not want to be the one who carried out the attack, and he simply promised to provide a basic layout of downtown Cleveland. Proves that Demetrius Pitts was clearly not the ticking time bomb the FBI claimed that he was. He should have just given him a map and flipped off the FBI guy and said, goodbye, FBI. Here's your municipal map. Welcome to Cleveland. The report claimed that Pitts was sentenced to prison for robbery in 1989, and he pleaded guilty to theft in 2007. His latest run-in with the law occurred in 2016 when the state of Pennsylvania requested that Pitts be extradited on assault, robbery, and theft charges. Now, you don't suppose for a moment that some of the story it's not being told going, you know, it's part of our job to round up criminals running around the country. And, you know, we know about these charges that are pending. You know, if you help us, maybe we can get those dropped. Probably not even that much. Pitts has now been charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization. Yeah, that would be the FBI. Because he agreed to use a cell phone and a bus pass provided by the FBI to take photos of downtown Cleveland. How convenient. The only two things we can get you on, we'll supply them to you. Hey, no problem. Diane Stottlemyre, Pitts' aunt, told USA Today that she was shocked by the news and that Pitts never had been a violent person. And I guess there goes that assault charge in Pennsylvania, huh? This is not the first time the FBI used its undercover agents to befriend a man online who looks like he may be critical of the U.S. government. Mike, I'm a little verklempt over here. How come the FBI never contacted me? Don't they consider me be anti-government? Oh, yeah, anti the administrative state government and all the unconstitutional and corrupt agencies that we're subjected to many times at gunpoint. That is, if we survive the encounters. We're here to help. Don't move. It'll be easier for us. We'll be back. While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I forgot Creedence Clearwater did that song. How timely. I'm sorry? It's the Hollies? I thought it was Creedence. Well, this is not the first time the FBI has used its undercover agents to befriend a man online who looks like he may be critical of the U.S. government and sympathetic to terrorist groups in the Middle East. Man. And has convinced him to carry out an attack on U.S. soil so that the FBI can then heroically arrest the suspect, even if he refused to carry out the attack. In December, the FBI was credited with stopping a man from carrying out an ISIS-inspired attack. That is the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. Oh, God. To carry out an ISIS-inspired attack after their undercover agents attempted to coerce him into it but when he refused to carry out the attack, he was still painted as being a terrorist, and he now faces up to 20 years in prison for not carrying out attack, for not being a terrorist. He's going to face 20 years for not evidently going along with them, so they could charge him and put him in prison for 20 years. Wow. I just love the way the FBI works. You know, like any other governmental agency, you know, that's going to charge you with something, they'll come up with a list. It's kind of like the crooked prosecutors. You know, they can get away with this because they've done away with grand juries, or at least the ones that the prosecuting office controls, which is basically all of them. Try to get a grand jury started where you're at to go after corrupt officials or individuals. Good luck with that one, Chuck. Just good luck. So you're damned if you do, and we're going to damn you if you don't. Then in March, a similar incident happened when the FBI informant targeted a mentally ill man who agreed online to carry out an attack and was arrested as soon as he claimed he would accept supplies from the FBI. Guy probably thought it was his Amazon order that was due the day before, and it finally got here today. Now, while the FBI appears to have intentionally sought out the men its agents befriended in all three cases, the agency chose to ignore several reports about a suspect who was actually planning an attack. The FBI received multiple credible reports that Nicholas Cruz was planning to commit mass murder in the months before the Parkland shooting. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I'll get around to Sheriff Israel, that evidently this is one crooked little puppy. We'll get around to that story next. Less than 6 weeks before the shooting, someone the FBI described as a person close to Cruz reached out to the agency and desperately pleaded for their help. The person reported Cruz's gun ownership, the desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, as well as the potential of him conducting a school shooting. Yet the FBI apparently chose to focus on fictionist cases that did nothing to interfere with Cruz's rampage. And I don't even believe that one, folks. Don't even believe that one. Now, let me dig up the Israel. I wanted to do this. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel to be removed next week. Laura Loomer over Big League Politics just the other day came out with this story. High-level sources within the Broward County Sheriff's Office exclusively revealed to Big League Politics that disgraced Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel is set to be removed from his position as a sheriff next week. The FBI will probably turn around and hire him. According to the source, Sheriff Israel is being removed from office for criminal issues, not malfeasance, following an investigation conducted by the office of the Florida Governor Rick Scott. The source exclusively revealed to Big League Politics that Sheriff Israel is also being investigated by the IRS. I'm sure he is. The high-level police source within the sheriff's office disclosed that over the last several months, by the way, let me back up and digress here for a second. Evidently, what has been word is the people in the Broward County Sheriff's Department were holding their nose around Israel to begin with prior to the Parkland shooting. This guy is an absolute piece of work. And can anybody tell me why a county sheriff has 4 stars on his lapel? Well, what is this militarized? You're a county sheriff. You're not a general. Jeez. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good. I'm laughing at the foolish FBI. It can't get any better than that. Gosh, I'm pedaling as fast as I can. The high-level source, police source within the sheriff's office, disclosed that over the last several months, 4 candidates have been interviewed to refill the position of Broward County Sheriff. Why is it I can't get through one of these stories without pointing... I'm sorry, I thought these positions were elected by the people. Didn't it used to be that way, that they weren't just appointed? So if you have to bounce a criminal out, you hold a special election. You elect another guy. Oh, no, 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 no. The very people that allowed this creature to operate as a county sheriff in one of Florida's counties, Broward County, they're going to have some input as to who they're going to put in there? I think this should go back to the voters, don't you? One of the candidates who were interviewed is Emery Gianni, a Republican Florida law enforcement official who's closely associated with the Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Well, I guess that could be worse. Pam's on their hit list down there, too. Evidently, she's trying to be an honest attorney general. During the IG's testimony last week, FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked about the Parkland shooting. When asked, Ray declined to answer any questions about the shooting, and Sheriff Israel, no, we, We've got to hear it through RBM. We can't ask the head of the FBI about it. No, you got to hear about it here. Thank you. Wouldn't answer any questions about the shooting in Sheriff Israel, citing that it was an active FBI investigation. Following the Parkland shooting, Governor Scott called for the Director Ray to resign over the FBI's failure to properly investigate Nicholas Cruz, 19, the school shooter whose plans to carry out a school shooting were reported to the FBI twice prior to the shooting on Valentine's Day. It's not one of their operations. They don't want to have any part of it. We constantly promote, see something, say something. Remember where that came from? Total Awareness Network, folks? And they were actually, this was several years ago, they were actually telling people, if you see somebody suspicious, if you see somebody standing next to somebody's bushes by somebody's home, it might be a terrorist, report them. So what do? They lift the exact verbiage right out of the Total Information Awareness. Down by the seashore, I'm sure. Although his failures surrounding the Parkland shooting initially sparked the investigation, it isn't the sole reason why he's being removed. The high-level source who wished to remain anonymous, probably up for the job, told Big League Politics that Sheriff Israel is already aware of the fact that he's going to be removed from the office next week. Sheriff Israel has been under heavy criticism for his handling of the Parkland school shooting, which left 17 people dead, following the Valentine's Day school massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. It was revealed to police officers under Sheriff Israel, Israel's order were called to the home of the Parkland shooter 45 times prior to the school shooting. 45 times. It's unclear why law enforcement officials at Broward County Sheriff's Office and the FBI failed to properly investigate Cruz, but their massive failure has been directly attributed to the loss of 17 lives in Parkland, Florida. Since the Parkland shooting, a lot of unflattering information has come out regarding Sheriff Israel, along with being a mouthpiece for Democrat politicians and gun control advocates. Let me give you a hint. Israel? Okay, enough said. Like Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who has been photographed with Sheriff Israel and his department, have recently made headlines for more controversy. That being their own controversies, if that doesn't read correctly. In May, it was revealed that Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and the Broward County Sheriff's Office were keeping quiet the fact that Sheriff Israel's son, Brett, had allegedly assaulted a 14-year-old student on campus in an act of bullying. Shortly after the Parkland shooting, cell phone video filmed by Cruz himself revealed he himself felt bullied, which led him to carry out a massacre on February 14, 2018, in a targeted attack against his former classmates. And don't you know, folks, that's the first thing that came to mind when I was bullied in the fifth grade. Yeah, I think I'm going to go home and get some gasoline and burn the school down. Thank you, Mr. Druckenmiller. I don't know what year you passed, but you gave this kid some sound advice. He told me, he said, this is officially off the record. He said, do yourself a favor. Just pop the bully in the face. You might get your butt kicked, but I guarantee he's not going to come back after you because he doesn't want to get hurt. And you know what? Mr. Druckenmiller was right. Most recently, Sheriff Israel received a massive amount of backlash after the Broward County Sheriff's Office tweeted a picture of a new custom-made Broward County Sheriff's car that read, our new hashtag Dodge hashtag Charger. Do you like the paint job? The tweet sparked outrage online from Republicans and Democrats alike, who quipped that the Broward County Sheriff's Office should use the funds to pay for better officer training, not new cars. Leaders on both sides of the aisle have called for Sheriff Israel to resign. Now, you know it's got to be bad when the Democrats go after one of their own. It's a pretty bad. It's a pretty bad embarrassment. If Democrats are asking somebody to step aside and he's actually one of theirs, yeah, with a badge, yeah. The tweet sparked outrage online. He quipped that the Broward County Sheriff's Office should use the fund, for better officer training. I don't know. Do they have guts in a can? Do they have courage in a can? Huh? Whiskey? It's in a bottle. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for that important contribution. Leaders on both sides of the aisle, like I said, had called for Israel to resign. During a Florida GOP primary debate in Florida last week, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam and Representative Ron DeSantis were asked about the Parkland shooting. Both Putnam and DeSantis called for the removal of Scott Israel while asserting their support of the Second Amendment. By the way, we'll get around to what Mr. Comey said here about that Second Amendment. He says, I've got guns, but people shouldn't have guns that have large capacity magazines. Well, do you know how difficult it's going to be, Mr. Comey, if the FBI attacks me? You know how much time it's going to take reloading more rounds to protect myself? Why would you want to make it harder for me? And I loved Mr. Waxman. Gosh, this was 15, 17 years ago. Just out of the blue, this guy hits the press with, I think we should ban 50 caliber rifles. And when asked why, he said, you know the range of those things? He said, you know, it's a straight shot right down Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah, we know, Henry. We know. But, you know, it's not the extreme right here. It's not those tinfoil hat conspiracy purveyors out there that are committing acts of violence. We're just sitting around watching everybody else commit crimes. And we're just quietly taking notes. We need to know who to arrest and put in jail so they're charged and packed away in some container someplace for the rest of their lives. I've helped form militias in this country, and they didn't go around attacking government buildings or shooting people. Now, did they? And they weren't being arrested for bomb-making either. We told all the rank and file of all the militias of all the states, train, be proficient with firearms, get together your neighborhood watch on steroids, just in case the day arrives. Never advocated flying airplanes into IRS buildings or burning anything down or bombing a post office. What for? What for? And this seems, again, going back to the FBI and their infinite wisdom that somehow attacking a federal building, somehow that was a wish of the anti-government, those violent anti-government people out there, that blowing up a post office will sure fix them, won't it? You guys are idiots. You've screwed up everything that you've ever touched. Some of intentionally. You know, and excuse me, FBI, we're still laughing over the, after the neo-Nazi skinheads about the religious groups who were getting together and they were talking about and all how Hitler and Nazi insignias all over the place of bringing down the government. And one of the, and they broke protocol on this one, folks. One of the FBI agents started to ask, is there any other agents that are going in and infiltrating these churches? Well, it turns out that half of the people that were attending these churches were FBI agents. They didn't even know. They were sitting there eyeballing each other, trying to get the goods on each other, and they were actually out of the same agency. This is how screwed up they are. They can't do anything right. They can't even cover up crimes correctly. That's why they confiscate everything. Oh, and we can't comment it because it's under investigation. And it will be for the rest of eternity, I am sure. You know, and here's the irony. I'm sure this wasn't missed on you. I pointed it out the other day. Our lefty loony communist friends are out there since, well, you know, we'll just go to the heart of the matter on this border issue. We'll just do away with Immigration and Naturalization Service, ICE, give it a name. Yeah, we need to do away with that agency. And then just the other day, the new president of Mexico says that, hey, we're going to encourage people to flee to the north. Because you know what? That's a humanitarian act. Right in our face. So we have people that are calling for the dismantling of ICE. But yet, here I am today calling for the dismantling of the FBI. Wow. Did you ever think those two would intersect? But there's a difference. We know why the FBI should be dismantled, but the loony lefties? And why aren't they described as being conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hat-wearing people? Oh, what's that, Mike? That they're the ones that made up the terms in the first place? Oh, okay. I got you. At any rate, to finish this thing up here, during the GOP debate, DeSantis and Putman said, hey, you know what? We need this guy gone. I would have removed that sheriff from Broward County. He failed his citizens. He should have been removed, DeSantis said. Sheriff Israel is under investigation, and he needs to go, according to Putnam. Governor Scott is expected to release a statement in the coming week. When Sheriff Israel is removed from office, Scott is currently running for U.S. Senate in Florida, and news of Sheriff Israel's removal is sure to boost his approval rating. Yeah, I'm sure it will. In the days following the Parkland shooting, Israel was confronted and asked about his support of an affiliation of the Democrat Party and why he chose to blame guns instead of holding his department and the FBI accountable. Here's what the man himself, the four-star county general from Florida, had to say.
So, obviously, this is a really tough tragedy to deal with. But I just wanted to talk to you about your perspective from a sheriff's standpoint with gun control and ask you how much of your call for gun control is rooted in your actual want for gun control as a sheriff and how much is driven by your own political ideology as a registered Democrat?
I don't have any but tough political ideologies. I just do what's right for the community. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about doing things to get reelected or elected. I just do what's right and safe for the people. I'm for sensible gun control. I understand there's more than one aspect, more than one discipline and dimension that's going to have to come into place for us to be a safe society. We have to have Baker Act rules extended. Police officers need to be able to take people into custody and post certain things for evaluation. There's just a whole plethora of things.
So, mm-hmm. Why do you think there's not a lot of emphasis in the community being placed on the FBI dropping the ball? Because I'm finding that a lot of the rhetoric, especially among community members, is very anti-Trump, when really I think that law enforcement should be holding the FBI more accountable. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I disagree. This is the only person accountable for this killing is the detestable, cowardly murderer. He is solely responsible for this horrific act.
Which your office was called 47 times, or I'm sorry, 45. Let me be correct.
Being in this park today,
all right, enough of this crap. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to violate my oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution by doing what I feel is right for the community and all the other communitarians. Wow. All this while running around with four stars on his lapel. Wow. Okay, and gee, Mikey, you know, it doesn't matter which internet service I use, they're both screwed up. The browser, yes, excuse me, browser. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your contribution. I'm glad people couldn't hear that one. So, I mean, by the way, I have had a friend that had made an interesting contact today. He used to be one of the governors of one of the provinces in Syria. I'm going to see if I can make contact with this individual, because after the conversation today with my friend, he was ecstatic. He said, people in this country know what the what your government's doing to the Syrian people. To my friend that I've not yet met, you bet your sweet bippy. That's an American expression, by the way. You bet your sweet Syria it is. Yeah, this, if it pans out, should be very interesting.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Oh, that was a good bump you chose. Oh, that's right, I chose it. The 4th of July is Matrix Reinforcement Day. You know, after I read this, I was thinking back, and just for the plain fun of it, I went into YouTube land and was looking at halftime shows for the Super Bowls. Yeah, and all the wonderful entertainment. We had some good entertainment and some not so good. I don't even want to get into that. I'm getting the images in my head, and they ain't pretty. But all the militaristic stuff. We got the flag bearers, and we got the drumming fife corps, and the guys in the uniforms, and the big American flags that are stretched out over the football field, and flyovers, and all this crap. Well, you know what? The 4th of July is Matrix Reinforcement Day. And Global Research put this out, and I got to tell you, I agree with this. The 242nd anniversary of the date chosen to stand as the date that 13 British colonies declared independence. According to historical data, the actual date of independence was declared on July 2nd, 1776. With a vote of the Second Continental Congress, other historians have concluded that the Declaration of Independence was not actually signed until August 2nd, but be that as it may, July 4th is celebrating Independence Day. Mm-hmm. For many living in the colonies, the event was not the glorious one that is presented in the history books. There was much opposition to the separation, and the Loyalists were killed, confiscated, and forced to flee to Canada. Well, that's what happens when you flip a form of government. Some historians explain the event was not as great a noble enterprise of freedom and self-government, but as manipulations of the ambitious men who saw opportunity for profit and power. Now, let me stop and digress, because you've heard me make this argument. If I'm going to be in on the fix, and I'm talking about the ground floor opportunity for the fix, would it be rather stupid of me not to get my shekels or British Crown Colony whatevers? In other words, if I'm going to be involved on the ground floor of something that's going to be profitable, that somehow I don't profit by doing it? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if it's 1776 or 2018. What has not changed in these 242 years is the nature of men. And back then, they used whale oil and inkwells and quill pens. Now we use LEDs. It used to be incandescent. And now we have ballpoint and Sharpies. But what has not changed in all of these years is human nature. And I find it fascinating, every time somebody wants to take a jab at the founders, you know, like Washington having his affair, as reported by one of the listeners. Yeah. And when I ask for the proof, I'm sent down a rabbit hole. Ah, gosh. Second hour coming up, 800-313-9443. I want to get into this. I want to talk a little bit about Smedley Butler. You've heard quotes. I'm going to give you a lot more of what the man said.
It's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.